American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. An Indiana law banning gender manipulation procedures on minors can remain in effect. A federal appeals court has ruled months after allowing the ban to take effect. A panel of judges on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 yesterday that the law's restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly and do not infringe on the constitutional rights of children, their parents, or medical providers. Yesterday's ruling follows a February decision by the Chicago-based appeals court that allowed the law to take effect by removing a temporary injunction that had blocked the law. Fox is reporting some Democrat lawmakers blasted former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard after President-elect Donald Trump tapped her to serve as Director of National Intelligence, a cabinet-level post. Democrat Representative Abigail Spanberger of Virginia declared in a post on X that she was appalled by the selection of Gabbard for the role. And Democrat Representative Jared Moskowitz of Florida called the choice of Gabbard as DNI incredibly reckless. Gordon Chang, distinguished senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, appeared on Washington Watch and assessed how President-elect Donald Trump's administration picks will move the U.S. in a much more aggressive posture toward China.
Certainly, President Trump has said to China, I am taking people that you don't like. And that is the ultimate message, because really what he's doing is he's saying, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not going to take someone that you're happy with. I'm going to put this in your face. And this is important because it shows Beijing that they no longer own the American political system.
He said in 2020, people in China said they could control the U.S. political system. He said that has now changed.
President Trump, during the campaign, said that he was going to impose tariffs of at least 60% across the board on Chinese goods. At this time, that is critical for China because Xi Jinping, who has turned his back on consumption as the only sustainable basis for the Chinese economy, now needs to export because that's his only way to rescue a grim situation. President Trump saying, you're not going to do that with the world's largest market, mine.
He also said that the U.S. needs to be compensated by China for the country unleashing the COVID virus. He also said China is working on diseases that can target Americans and leave the Chinese population immune. He went on to say the Chinese economy is vulnerable and that China is already driving down the value of its currency in advance of forthcoming tariffs by the incoming Trump administration. The American Civil Liberties Union is taking Kentucky to court. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
The ACLU has filed a suit against the Attorney General of Kentucky, seeking to overturn two different pieces of Kentucky's law. One is a total ban on abortion, except for cases where the life of the mother is at risk. The other is a six-week ban, which of course is superseded by that total ban. If you ask Nick Spencer of the Family Foundation in Kentucky, the ACLU is seeking to overturn both of these restrictions and, in a sense, invent out of thin air a right to abortion at any time in the Kentucky Constitution.
Yeah, certainly we would ask for prayer. We would ask for prayer for the Attorney General's office as they go about defending our laws. Pray for us here at the Family Foundation as we will be filing a brief. We'll be pushing back against this. Pray for all of our pro-life legislators in Frankfort. We have a very strong pro-life caucus here in the state of Kentucky. So be praying for those legislators as the next general session is drawing near. The next regular session will start in early January. So be praying for them as they decide what they may want to do next to help shore up these laws and continue to push the ball forward for the cause of life. And also just be praying for pregnant mothers in the state of Kentucky.
Banning hostile foreign countries from purchasing land in Texas is a priority for the upcoming legislative session, outlet Texas Scorecard reports. State Republican Representative David Spiller has filed two pieces of legislation focused on protecting Texas land from foreign ownership. According to a recent poll by Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, over 75% of respondents agreed that lawmakers should pass legislation that prohibits China and Chinese nationals from acquiring Texas land. I'm Robert Thornton.